Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Ian Pickus.
We will be running as we have before, running for answers, running for more.
If we were to recite all of Melissa Etheridge's musical accomplishments, it would fill our time with her. But in brief, she's been nominated for 13 Grammys, written several memorable hit anthems, sold millions of records, released a dozen studio albums, won an Academy Award, survived cancer, performed on Broadway, and served as a leader in the fight for LGBTQ rights in the recording industry and nationwide. The latest chapter of her career brings her to the Egg in Albany on Saturday as part of her This Is Me solo tour. And it's my pleasure to welcome Melissa Etheridge back to the Roundtable. Thanks for being here.
Oh, what a pleasure. Hello.
Why did you want to do an acoustic tour this time?
Well, I've got a new album coming out this fall, and it's a full-on album, big production, big, you know, it's today, it's rock and roll. And so I wanted to stay in shape. I wanted to, you know, get out there this summer with something different. So I've been doing this solo tour, which is actually making me a better musician. It not only is it intimate, and it brings me so close to the audience, and it's an intimacy that I won't be able to share with the audience, you know, until I get to do this again in a few years. And it also, like I said, makes me a better musician. And then I've been doing a couple symphony gigs. So this summer's my little solo trip before I come back in the fall and really bring it out.
When you say it makes you a better musician, how is that?
Well, I'm the only one on stage, so I'm any mistakes, people are going to know it's me. And it gives me the opportunity to dive deeper into the music side of it. Like when I'll play one of my songs from my first album, let's say I play Chrome Plated at Heart, then I actually get to kind of step out musically with it and play more guitar. I play more piano on this tour. I even play some drum beats and just brings more music out of me rather than relying on a band.
You mentioned you have a new album coming out with, you know, full production and a band and everything. I wonder, do the songs still start with you the way that they'll be presented on stage on this tour, you know, with just you and one instrument, say?
Yeah, that's where the songs always come from. Even though now the collaborations, I did some collaborations with some keyboard players, so some of them kind of started with a keyboard and guitar, but it's still, it always has to start from a place of simplicity that I have to be able to sit in a room and sing the song, or else it's not really a song to me as far as I'm concerned.
Just before we talked, I was reading David Carr's latest column in the New York Times about streaming audio and how single song downloads kind of ruined the album. So is that something that's on your mind when you're putting out a new album, just kind of the current struggles in the record industry?
No, because I believe that I am an artist that understands the art of an album still, and that there are music listeners, just like there are those who still enjoy vinyl and they understand the subtle differences in vinyl. There are people who listen to music on the level of, I want to listen to the whole album experience. I want to hear where this artist is at this time with these 10 or 11 songs. And I make the music for that. And I still sequence my album from first song to last, even though I know that it's, you know, most people don't listen to their albums like that anymore. You know, they put them on shuffle or put them in a, you know, in a different mix. And yet I still believe that there are people who see it as a piece of art from the first song to last. So I feel very fortunate in today's industry to be an artist who has been around, who has a reputation of, you know, being a singer-songwriter and that can present a whole album's, you know, worth of work.
You've been doing this for a while, obviously. How have you changed as an artist and as a songwriter, as a performer, since, you know, you were a kid coming up?
Well, my my dreams have changed. My intentions have changed. You know, when I was 15 or 16 or 17, it was even, you know, 21. It was just about being rich and famous and, you know, making records and making videos, you know. And as I went along the journey, went along the path and started doing those things, it's about keeping creativity in front of me. My intention is to create music so that I can have the experience of performing that for people and sharing that and having that experience. It's a different intention behind the creation now.
You mentioned you're going out this summer and performing with some orchestras. And as we speak here, you're getting ready to do two shows with the Boston Pops that will come just ahead of your appearance at the Egg in Albany on this Saturday. How did that come about?
Well, when we were looking at the summer of doing some solo gigs, we found that there are some symphonies who enjoy this sort of crossover, who work with, you know, rock and roll and pop artists. And I just jumped at it. They asked me, and I jumped at it. And I just, that's a dream come true. I used to listen to Pete Townsend, the Who's version of Tommy with the London Symphony Orchestra. I just thought that was the epitome of classic rock music. So I really am honored and really looking forward to playing with the Pops this week.
Is this the first time for you?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
What kind of rehearsal time do you get? Because obviously you have a full schedule and so do they.
We are rehearsing on the day. So Mama better know her stuff.
I hope you don't mind me bringing this up, but the last time we talked, you were in the gossip pages just having had a public breakup. And now, a few years later, we're chatting and you just got married a couple days ago. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's funny. Those the reality part of my life and my work, it's funny. It's you go through these personal things, and when you become a celebrity and step out, you know, about your life, then it's you can't ever close that book again. And so you got to take the good with the bad. And I just tell people I'm living and learning, and every step I'm taking, I'm it's about my family, it's about my kids, it's about just being the best and doing the best I can be.
When did you realize that definition had changed in your life, that you couldn't just go down to the coffee shop or whatever?
Well, that's so, it kind of happened slowly with me. There was never that one big moment. Like in 88, my first record came out, and I had small name recognition, maybe. But it wasn't until 93, 94 that it started to get larger and larger. And then I saw another bump in 2005, and I was on the Grammys, after chemotherapy. And it's just been this kind of constant thing that's grown. And now I have friends wherever I go now, and I have a wonderful life.
I have to ask you about your time portraying St. Jimmy in American Idiot on Broadway. Wow. That was one of those casting announcements that I think everyone was interested in seeing how it would play out. How did that all come about?
Oh, that was amazing. The producers asked me because Billy Joe was taking, a week off, and they wanted to put someone in there for that week that might draw ticket sales. And one of the producers, Jordan Roth, just thought out of the box and said, "What about Melissa Etheridge?" And I was so grateful for them to, because that is, it's a male part. It's, it's this rock and roll. Oh man, but I loved it once again for that whole, the sort of dramatic part of it. I love musicals. I love Broadway, and American Idiot's just a phenomenal album. So I had such a wonderful time, and it made me a better performer on stage. It made me, less afraid, maybe not hide behind my guitar as much anymore. I had a wonderful time.
That's really a big part in the show, even though St. Jimmy's not on stage all that much. He's kind of this nefarious looming character.
Yeah.
I loved it. Had you done a lot of theater, like, growing up?
Oh, yeah, in high school. Oh, God, I loved it. I wanted to be an actress. And even in my early 20s, I wanted to be an actress. And then the music part just was the part that started paying the bills. So I said, I'll just do this. So So I'm just doing this. But I do. I love being on stage. I think it's a beautiful art.
But I'm guessing this Saturday you won't be in your St. Jimmy garb at the Egg.
No, we leave that for the... Yeah, that's the past. No, it's just going to be me in my rock and roll garb.
Well, Melissa Etheridge will be at the Egg. It's part of her This Is Me solo tour. It's Saturday night. And as she says, a new album on the way this fall. Melissa Etheridge, it is always an honor and a pleasure to speak with you. And thank you so much.
Thank you so much. See you then.
And you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.